Mishnah Hay. Ochel eitzel chamid biyehuda shelo be'edim eino yachal liton tainas besulim b'mneishim is yachid ima. The Mishnah generally has been speaking about the claims of whether a woman is a besula or not, and that we said again that a husband, in a standard case, if a husband gets married and finds that his wife is not a besula when he expected her to be a besula, he has what's called tainas besulim. He can run to Beis Din and claim that the whole thing was a mistake. However, says the Mishnah, if while they are in the status of erusin, while they are engaged, that he went and had yichud with her, he was in a house together with her in a secluded area without anyone around, and even though there are no witnesses, he cannot claim tainas besulim. He cannot claim that it was a mistake, because he was secluded with her, had yichud with her, and therefore we have to assume that they were the ones that had relations, and he cannot claim that it was a mistake, and really she's not a basula because someone else had relations with her. Achas al menas Yisrael, achas al menas Kohen, ksubasa mana. The Mishnah continues with another halacha, that when you have an almana, when you have a widow who is either a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kohen, either way the ksuba is 100 dinar. However, says the Mishnah, this is in contrast to a basula. The Mishnah says, "Basin shel kohanim hayugovin lebasula arba'mi yosuz v'lamichu biyadam chachamim." That if you had a Bas Kohen, the kohanim would demand that the ksuba be double the price, would be 400 zuz, as opposed to the regular 200 zuz, and the Chachamim did not protest, and the Mishnah Gemara says actually it was a good thing, because they were from an aristocratic family of the Kohanim, so they deserved a larger ksuba. So that's what the Mishnah says, as opposed to the previous line where we're talking about an almana. If she's a widow, there is no difference whether it's a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kohen, whether she's the daughter of a regular Yisrael or the daughter of a Kohen. Mishnah Vav, Hanoseges Aishav Lo Matzala Basulin. Continuing with our discussions about a situation where a man gets married and finds that the woman is not a basula, so the Mishnah up until now has just given general descriptions of what happens. However, the Mishnah now gets into the discussion that takes place between the man and the woman. So the man says, "There's no basulim." He omeres misha eras tani ne'enasti v'nistach v'sadecha. She said to him, "Look, when we got first." In the first process of marriage when we had Erisin, so I was really a basula. And therefore, you cannot claim that you made a mistake, that you didn't get what you were expecting. However, after that happened, I was raped. V'nistach v'sadecha. It's like your field got flooded. You owned me already. You were married to me already. And then I was raped. That is not my fault, and I should still get the full ksuba, and the marriage should not be considered should not be null. We should continue with the marriage. The hala omer lo. The other one says no. Ki ela ad shelo erastich v'hayamichimek achtos. Really, you had relations before we had erisin, and this whole thing was a mistake. I didn't really mean. I made a mistake, and I didn't know what I was getting. I would never have gotten married to you had I known that you were not a basula. So who is believed in this case? The Mishnah says, Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar omrim ne'emenes. They say, Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar say, the woman is believed. The Gemara gives various reasons for this. One is that she is certain of what she's saying. She can claim with certainty that she was raped after they had erusin. He's making his claim, but he obviously does not know what happened. So his claim is just, he says, maybe this is what happened. Which Gemara has a phrase that's called Bari Veshema Bari Adif. You have one person who's certain about what they're claiming, and the other person is unsure about what he's claiming, then we go with the person who is sure about what he's claiming. However, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Lo Mi Pia Anu Chaim. We cannot live based on her word. What does that mean? El Hareza Becheskas Be'ula Ad Shelo Tis'ares V'Hitato. Really, this woman was a ba'ula. She had already had relations before they had erusin, and she just tricked him into thinking he was a basula. And this, well, we must assume until she brings proof to her words, until she brings proof that she was a basula at the time of the erusin, and she only was raped after they were already had kiddushin.